Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is holding a series of meetings with the War Cabinet and government ministers to discuss a proposed deal to free hostages held in Gaza.
Tonight we have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The security establishment supports it. The war effort will not be hurt, but will allow the IDF to prepare for the fighting to come. I say again, the war is continuing. The war will continue until we release hostages, until there will be a day after Hamas, and it no longer threatens Israel.
Under the deal, Hamas will release at least 12 hostages a day in return for a four-day ceasefire. As many as 150 Palestinian women and youths detained in Israeli jails would also be freed as part of the deal. The French medical organisation Médecins Sans Frontières says three doctors have been killed in an attack on a hospital in northern Gaza, including two of its own. Other MSF staff at Al-Auda Hospital are among those seriously injured when it was hit by an airstrike. The chief executive of Binance, Changpeng Zhao, has stepped down and is to pay a $50 million fine after pleading guilty to violating US anti-money laundering rules. Binance itself, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, will pay fines totaling $4.3 billion. The company has admitted that it failed to prevent criminal actors from using the exchange. The US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen gave more details at a news conference.
It deliberately undermined its own sanctions monitoring controls, and it failed to report suspicious transactions. This meant Binance was allowing illicit actors to transact freely, supporting activities from child sexual abuse to illegal narcotics to terrorism across more than 100,000 transactions.
South Korea says it will take steps to suspend part of a 2018 inter-Korean agreement designed to lower military tensions. It follows North Korea's announcement that it successfully put its first military satellite into space. Terence Rurick is a professor with the U.S. Naval College.
The satellite will allow North Korea to have some degree of being able to surveil what is happening in South Korea. And North Korea has said that it is intending on putting multiple satellites into orbit, which will then give it a more consistent, a more persistent ability to surveil what may be happening in regards to major troop movements, the movement of major assets in South Korea.
BBC News. Dutch voters will cast their ballots in a closely fought snap general election on Wednesday. Anna Holligan has the details.
During the final TV debate, party leaders clashed over migration, the cost of living crisis, climate change and a chronic shortage of affordable housing, plus the need to restore trust in politics. The latest opinion polls suggest three frontrunners for the top job. Dilin Yasilgöz is hoping to be the Netherlands' first female prime minister. Frans Timmermans resigned from his European Commission job to lead a new Labour-Green-Left alliance. And Geert Wilders, who said his populist anti-immigration freedom party would be prepared to compromise to be part of a coalition. But with a significant number of voters yet to make up their mind, the result remains impossible to predict.
Microsoft says it will match the pay of any staff who join it from the beleaguered artificial intelligence firm OpenAI. The offer comes after almost all OpenAI employees threatened to quit if the former CEO Sam Altman and co-founder Greg Brockman aren't reinstated. The company's head of sales said more than 700 workers had voiced their support for Mr. Altman. The Ethiopian government says the latest round of peace talks with the Rebel Oromo Liberation Army, or OLA, has failed to end with an agreement. The group has been fighting the government for the last 4 years, citing what it calls the oppression of the Oromo ethnic group. The OLA has not yet commented on the talks in Tanzania. A prolonged drought in northeastern Spain is getting worse, with local officials warning that Barcelona might start relying on fresh water deliveries by boat. 3 years with very little rain have left Catalonia's reservoirs at just 19% capacity, with national average more than twice that. New water consumption restrictions have been announced. Town halls have stopped filling public fountains and private swimming pools cannot be refilled. BBC News.